Welcome to Vibe Talk Music. I'm your host, Vibe Queen. In this season, we will get vulnerable with a variety of guests discussing their journey to self-awareness and how we can level up the collective consciousness in the music industry. So let's vibe and talk music. This episode is brought to you by Artist Collective, guiding artists and entrepreneurs through the music industry. Learn more and join for free today at artistcollect.com and get back to the music. In this episode, I talk to Demetrius Glover, founder of Soul House, a curated event providing entertainment with the intention to bring positivity and wellness to the world. Demetrius shares his journey with me and what inspired him to start his company. Here is our conversation. Excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I want to just jump right into it. So I know you did a TEDx talk, which is huge. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and how that has impacted and changed your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So up until the TEDx point, really struggled. And I mean, I still have some residual effects. And granted, that's why I have a therapist. But up until that point, really had a lot of psychological insecurities, ailments, and different things going on in my mind to where I had a heavy anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and really just didn't find purpose in life at all for about 26 years. And granted, there were good times within there, yet overall, I would say that it was pretty much a heavy mental burden that I was going through. And so some of this is through family genetics, other is through learned behavior. But ultimately, I was placed on Adderall and Xanax at about 20 years old. And pretty much this was my lifeline, if you will. And this was what I was given in order to center myself. But as many people would know, unfortunately, a lot of times these medications are cover-ups as opposed to being something that can actually heal. Because it is man-made, it is, you know, something that does not come from the earth. And so really fell into a pattern of dependency, mentally, physically. And so at that point, I realized that, you know, after about 6 years of taking those medications, I said, well, I want to go beyond this and figure out a way in order to center myself to where I don't have to depend on anything. And so it was probably August, well, it was August in 2018. When I was walking around and I had taken one of my medications and my left side of my body went completely numb and my heart started tightening up. And so I felt like I was about to die. And at that point, I realized, I said, well, okay, I need to really figure out a way in order to drill down on natural remedies in order to heal from within. And so I started at that moment praying, meditating, getting more into physical fitness, more into eating healthy. And I started noticing a change. So I did the TEDx in order to showcase my journey into that point, my fight with anxiety, depression, and move beyond that and give people an audience of letting people know, okay, you can move past this. And I'm a vessel. If anybody in the world needs to talk, I can be a vessel in order to help people find themselves in a natural way.
That's incredible. Wow. It's quite a story. So I'm curious, your doctors and your physicians, you know, when you explained what was happening, were they receptive when you said, look, I want to get off this medication. I want to try a holistic approach. You know, were they on board with this? Did they give you any resistance or what were their responses to that?
Yeah, it was two things. It was weird because it was up front, I would say, at the beginning, probably about 3 years in. So it was probably about a 6 year period I was taking these medications. But about 3 years in, they told me, they said, well, if you keep taking it at a high dosage, one of my doctors said that you eventually have a heart failure because your heart can't handle over and over again, like a stimulant like that, like Adderall, then you're utilizing Xanax in order to take the edge off. And so it's just your heart can't handle and your body can't handle all of that. And so they told me early on that something adverse may happen. But then fast forward to about year five, year six, my doctor, she was concerned. She said that, you know, she didn't want to increase my dosage. But at the same time, I need it more because your tolerance goes up. And so they, I would say that they were receptive enough to say, hey, maybe we should slow down, but not receptive enough to not hand me the script every time I went to the doctor.
Wow. So what would you say to people that, you know, because this is obviously, those are drugs that are often abused, Adderall, Xanax, right? What would you say to people that that are experimenting with these drugs? What kind of warnings would you give to people that are, you know, kind of just trying them out or using them recreational as a person that has lived through this? What would you say?
Man, the end is horrible. The beginning for anything, I think, is beautiful because it's a new dynamic. So like when I first started utilizing it, it was in order to help with ADHD and help me with focus. But then fast forward to 5 years in, your tolerance is going to skyrocket. I didn't like it. You know, I really did not like having to utilize it, but your body, like I said, becomes dependent on it. And so there were times when you start counting the number of pills you have in the bottle because you're trying to make it last, you're trying to make it, you know, stretch. And it's psychologically just a bad dynamic over time. And I understand, you know, some people are able to utilize it for, you know, a one final, two finals, and that's going to happen. But it's when you really start getting those scripts, that's the hardest part. And beyond anything, I would try to help people find ways to center themselves beyond utilizing those medications, so that way they don't have to get started in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but in a way, you were, this sounds terrible, but a drug addict, right? And they were enabling it.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds terrible, but you were. And it's so incredible that you were able to recognize that for yourself and said, look, this is not a sustainable solution. And let me look at other options, such as meditation and exercise. So let's talk about that a little bit. So what did that look like for you when you made that switch? And what was that process like for you getting off of the medication? Like, did you go through withdrawals? And how long was that process for you?
Yeah, it was weird. It was definitely a weird period of time. Like I would say about for like the next 8 months. So I told my doctor, I said, I'm gonna stop using it ASAP because of the situation where I felt I was about to die. I was like, okay, this is horrible. And I knew, like leading up until that, I knew that I wanted to get off of, you know, the medications. But sometimes we can't find that strong bone within us in order to push through the challenge of getting off. And I knew that there would be adverse reactions. And so I think that's one of the main things too, is that knowing that there would be an adverse reaction and that I may go through a withdrawal or may see something that just not having the courage in order to go through it. But once that situation happened, it was about an 8 month period, I would say. I went through every emotion that I could feel, suicidal thoughts, just anger. I felt tired all the time, especially like that first month, I would say. Felt very tired, lethargic, didn't want to do anything, couldn't move emotionally. I was so messed up because I hadn't experienced emotions for so long. You know, I was just dependent on the pills, you know, over and over again. And so it was one of those things where, I don't know, it just had me like in the chokehold, in a sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, did you have a support system? Did you have family? Did you have friends? Or
man, I thank God for my mother. It was one of those things where I had withdrawn myself from, I didn't know who else to talk to. I think that was the main thing, is that I didn't know who else to talk to time period, and somebody that would be real with me, somebody that would, you know, help me see past, you know, everything I had already gone through and really get to the next stage in life. And so I reached out to my mother, reached out to a couple friends. But really, I think the TED Talk was really me getting it off my chest, you know, in a sense to where it was freeing for me. To be able to do that, because then support did come back around in the season when I needed it. You know, a lot of people said, well, I didn't even know. And so it was just, you know, between my mother and then, you know, the friends. And I got to give it up to God. You know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I definitely would say that I know God carried me through a lot of those different moments and put the people around me in order to help me get through those challenging times.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable. I appreciate that. So I want to talk a little bit about your company, Soul House. So I know you curate events, and of course they include wellness and mindfulness and meditation. So can you talk a little bit about its inception and, what made you start that company?
Yeah, and I want to explain one thing before I move on to that.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody, this is one of the things I want to make it clear that one, anything that anytime somebody talks to me or speaks with me, my goal in life is to make that person better. So first and foremost, accept them where they are and not judge where they are. But if they ask for help to make them better, not perfect, because we all have our vices. And I don't ever want it to seem like there is this high and mighty path of enlightenment that will take you away from whatever your vices are, whatever you, we all have our vices. Now, control with anything is the most powerful thing we have. But when you lose that control, that's when you have downfalls. That's when you see the ugly side of life. And so my goal is just to help people maneuver through whatever they're going through. And so I'm not pushing away anybody, whatever your thing is, I'd rather talk it out and just help you be 10% better. Not perfect though.
Well, very well said. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it sounds like that's the mission statement of Soul
Yeah,
House.
pretty much. We can go ahead and ink it out right now. That's pretty much. No, that's definitely pretty much what the underlying mission is for Soul House.
Perfect. And what made you start that company?
So I had done so once I did the TED Talk, one of the main goals was to be able to travel around and touch people and really influence the world at large. You know, given my story, I had this element in me that I wanted to reach back out to people who were younger than me, so that way I can help other people to achieve and be their best selves. And so I did a university tour. So I started going to different universities and reaching out to different universities to speak with their students. And I was always in a tie and a suit. And that's cool. Yeah, I just never wanted to be that person. I never wanted to be the person who always had to show up in a suit and tie in order to give a presentation. Because I remember when I was a kid, I wouldn't listen to certain people because I felt like they were preaching at me as opposed to just kicking it with me and me being able to get answers from them. So Soul House began in order to pretty much like a vitamin, give you what you want, like a gummy vitamin, I would say. So like pretty much give you everything you need. So like meditation and yoga, but also pair it with something that's already something that you take in anyways and it tastes good. So we pair it up with music, entertainment, comedy, live entertainment. And once we wrap the live entertainment component around meditation, people come for the entertainment sometimes, but they'll stay for the meditation and by way, get something good for them. And that's a way in order to help center themselves through trials, through stress, et cetera.
I love that. I think that's a fantastic concept. And I think you're doing an amazing thing. Now, obviously, the world has shifted a bit with the pandemic, and live events aren't happening right now. How has things changed for you as an entrepreneur and as a creative and a business owner since that change?
Yeah, so I miss shaking hands. I miss giving hugs. I miss seeing or hearing a snare drum live, you know, hearing a guitar live. I miss all of the elements of anything that is live, as many other people do as well. However, we had to pivot. And so what we've done is we've gone to a virtual realm. So we call it Soul House at Home. And so the goal is really to bring the same exact feel that you had at Soul House. And so we already started out with either yoga or meditation. And then we move into a live component. So whether that be comedy, we've had a fire dancer come on and do dance with fire out in the woods. We've had an aerial dancer who was able to utilize sheets inside of her household, pinned to the ceiling in order to do an aerial dance. So the biggest goal, right, or the biggest opportunity, I would say, is that though we have this pandemic going on and people are affected in prayers to many families, Soul House was actually able to capitalize during this season in order to bring the world together. And so now I've had people from Delhi join us and perform. I've had people from Romania, all throughout the country. And it's just a big opportunity in order to allow people to showcase who are sitting inside their house anyways, to be productive and remain creative throughout this time period. And the audience gets a chance to benefit from that as well.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, half of your name is house.
it is.
Kind of beautiful. So I think that's really cool. So I'd love to ask you, as an entrepreneur, do you have a specific strategy on how you generate new ideas? I'm always curious to ask other creatives how they brainstorm. Like, do you have a formula? Do they kind of just come to you? Do you write it down? Do you dream it up? Like, what is your secret to success, if you will?
Absolutely. One is you have to recognize the season. So like some seasons you might have to wake up earlier than other seasons. So like if you're just starting out, like when I was just starting out, I really had to push myself to wake up at 4 a.m. because I had to get the ball rolling. But getting the ball rolling is the hardest part. So for anybody who's really getting, the job done, it takes a lot of work up front to get the ball rolling. And you have to stay on your P's and Q's. You can't stay comfortable throughout the process. And so it was 4 a.m. wake-ups at the beginning, and they always say that the angels talk to you early in the morning. I would say that I was able to get a good workout in first and foremost, and it allowed my mind to ease. And so working out is a huge component to how I'm able to center myself in order to produce throughout the day. And it keeps me creative. So I'm able to get the blood flowing first and foremost, and then get creative. Now, another thing that I'll do is utilize, it's a 25-minute principle. So basically, for 25 minutes, I really have to think of a new idea. So like I get bored very easily. And so variety, I talk to my therapist all the time. We say that variety is necessary for me because I get bored no matter what's going on. I may get bored in the next 5 minutes. So in order to keep the creativity going, what I'll do is utilize this 25-minute principle where for 25 minutes, I'll set a timer, and I'm a huge pen and paper person. Like I write everything. I have a million notes in my phone, a million notes written down, scribbled throughout the house, everywhere. But it's called a mind mapping. So what I'll do is I'll put together whatever the problem is, I put it in one circle. And for the next 25 minutes, I let my mind go as crazy as possible in order to get as many different ideas based around what that problem is. And at the end of that 25 minutes, I'll stop. And then I'll look back over the paper in order to figure out, okay, what is it that I've come up with? What are the ideas that are recurring? I'll circle those and then utilize those in order to be the answer for whatever that problem is.
I love that. That's excellent. Yeah, it's similar to like a mind dump, mind map dump. It's similar. It's a great way to just clear your mind. I know there's a lot of things that just kind of float around in your brain, so it can definitely be helpful to just get it all out on a piece of paper instead of keeping it stuck up there. So I think that's really great advice. That's fantastic. I love that. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
My family is everything to me. I can't say that enough. It's one of those things where I know my purpose is deeper. And so I knowing that my purpose is deeper, that's one thing that definitely wakes me up. And I know that it's bigger than me. And so my goal literally is to one in life, enjoy myself. But two, one in life, enjoy myself. And I would say, but, because I feel like, but cancels out the first part of the sentence, but one, enjoy myself. Two, continue to just be as big of a vessel as I can in order for my family to be able to enjoy things that we've never seen, things we never had. And we've had success within my family. I'm from the south side of Chicago. So unfortunately, not all the times have we seen the monetary freedom that we want to see. And so that's one of my missions is just to show my family a different side of life, a new tax bracket, a new way of doing things, the possibilities of taking your own, chartering your own path. But beyond that, really showing them what legacy is through our family lineage and giving back to my cousins who are younger than me, older than me, but ultimately just putting my staple on my life. So when I leave here, the right things are said about me.
I love that. Building a legacy, that's so important. I think that's great. It's fantastic. What is your greatest fear?
The opposite of what I just said. So really my greatest fear, and anytime I really feel this way, I've seen so many people who have tried in life, and they don't, I don't know if it's the tenacity, if it's the lack of wisdom, the lack of, or just getting comfortable or getting in a headspace is negative. But I've seen many people around me who wanted to do something and just don't accomplish it. And my biggest fear is to live a life where I toil and toil and toil, and it never works. But beyond that, it's something in me, and that's what I've noticed over the past few years, especially since the tragedies we talked about earlier. But it's something in me that keeps getting up, and that definitely wants more. And so I know I got this. But my fear would be that the toil and never get anywhere.
Okay, so I want to ask you this because I really love the fact that we're living in an era where mental health is embraced, and I know it's May right now, and it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's no longer a taboo subject, and more people are seeing therapists, and more people have life coaches. You know, I've been working with a life coach for the past year, and it's no longer frowned upon. And I think that's such an amazing thing that that's more receptive. So I would love to ask you, especially as a man, and especially as an African American man, what advice would you have for young men in particular that may be going through depression and are a little bit, you know, nervous about maybe reaching out to a friend or reaching out to a therapist? What advice would you give to anyone listening that may be having those thoughts and just, you know, isn't sure how to reach out and may feel a little bit of shame around that and ego? What advice would you have for a young man that's listening to
Don't
this?
one, don't give up. Two, don't try to make it perfect. A lot of times in our heads, we have this grass is always greener mentality to where we'll think about what when I'm happy, if I'm happy, I need to be this in order to be, I need to be this in order to be for this person. And we don't allow emotions to show. And there's times when we as men, we have to cry. There's times we have to talk. And that's a lot of times with, especially with my brothers, I want to make sure that I check in on their mental health. And a lot of time, and that, as this topic becomes more, like you said, becomes more open, I believe you have now other kings who are able to sharpen other kings on a mental standpoint and keep them on track beyond just speaking about ball, sports, and everything. When you tap into the psyche of one of your brothers, and so it's like when I'm able to speak to one of my brothers and drill down and get to the level, you'll start to understand that as men, one, we have emotions that need to be let out, that need to because that's why you have such a high rate of suicide within certain males, because they're not getting it out. They're not having, you know, a time where it's like work home, be strong, work home, be strong. But no, there needs to be so many different dynamics, and there's when something is held up really well, like a chair, you might have three prongs to it. So you need to have your family, you need to have your job, but you also need to have somebody there to support you. So like a therapist. So myself included, on my worst day, I realize I need my therapist. On my best day, I realize I need my therapist just to talk out the wins, talk out the losses. But really, at the bottom of it, underline the talk part, just to talk it out.
So I'm going to ask you this, you know, why can't you just talk to your friend? Why can't you just talk to your homeboy? Why would you say get a therapist? Because that's something that I've heard as well. Oh, I'll just talk to my best friend. Why is it important to have a therapist or a coach to talk to instead of your friends,
Yeah,
in your
if I
opinion?
get knock on wood, if I get a gunshot wound, I'm not gonna go to my friend who may know how to pull out a bullet from me because they're not a professional. So the doctor who's licensed in order to do what they do, the biggest thing a therapist does, they know how to ask the questions to follow up what you say, but they also know one thing as well. They know how to listen. And not everybody's gifted in listening. Even if you have a friend who's really gifted in listening, they might not know the questions to follow it up. And a lot of people think that, okay, well, I have a really good friend who's made it, you know, they've gone beyond. And maybe I seem like that friend to some people who's gone beyond whatever challenge they've had. But I want to remind people, a lot of your friends, if they're not a trained professional, including myself, I'm still a work in progress. That's why I bring professionals on in order to teach people to meditate, to teach people how to do yoga, because your friend may not be trained in order to know the right question to ask.
Very good point. That's such a good point. And I'm so glad that you explained that. Absolutely. You get what you pay for. That's such a true statement. Absolutely. So I have another question for you. What would you suggest someone would do if they wanted to get started as far as making a movement? If somebody's listening and they're inspired by what you're doing and they're like, you know what, I want to share my story. I want to become a vessel. You know, what advice would you give to someone that feels kind of amped up and wants to share their gifts with the world, but they may not know exactly how to do that? You know, predominantly we have artists on my podcast, but sometimes we have entrepreneurs like yourself. Maybe somebody's listening, they're not quite sure how they can share their gift, and maybe they don't have a specific talent. What is your advice to someone listening that isn't quite sure how to
Yes,
share that?
absolutely.
What would
First
you
and
say?
foremost, so long as we have fresh air pumped through our lungs in the morning and we're able to breathe, it's a reason why we're here. Everybody, we're doing life together right now. We're all going through the pandemic. We're all doing life together. And I think that's one thing the pandemic showed is that when one part of the world stopped, we all had to stop at the same time. And so for anybody right now, the greatest thing is that we're still here. For those who are healthy, you have a leg up because we're still able to drill down and find whatever that gift is. And that's one thing is that I don't care how old you are, I don't care how anybody is or where you're from or what your background is, you have a gift if you're still here. And we're in this in a time period where as we're right now, we're on the phone. We're in two different places, but we're on the phone. For anybody out there, if you have a phone or a friend with a phone or a friend of a friend with a phone, you can start recording whatever it is you want to get out there. If you're an artist, if you want to paint something, you got a camera on the phone. If you want to start a podcast, it's so much opportunity. And people have to realize that if you were traveling to work and you had 2 hours a day commute, that's now 2 hours for you to be able to create something and to be able to take whatever business or whatever opportunity or find your gift in that 2 hours. But just keep seeking. If you haven't found it, keep seeking. If you found it, you have to utilize it because it's beyond you.
I love that. Absolutely. And
Yeah,
just
that's
start,
it.
right?
That's pull out the phone today, get started right now.
Thinking. Right. Absolutely. Now, when it comes to spirituality and meditation, I know you mentioned, you know, pretty much when you kind of hit your rock bottom physically and your body went numb, you turned to that. Now, I take it spirituality and meditation wasn't a part of your life previous to that,
Dip and dive,
or
I would say.
was
I mean,
it?
it was one of those things where I would put my toes in the water every now and again, and when I really had a stressful moment, and I would meditate. But I would say nowadays, if there is one day out of the week I miss, that would be the max to
And what does your meditation practice look
it.
like
So
for
there's a
you?
couple different apps. So I started with Headspace, but Headspace got old quickly because there's one voice and. They don't, to my knowledge, I don't think they've changed that just yet. But there's another one called Insight Timer, INSIGHT Timer, and it can be found on the App Store. But basically, it has many different contributors, and they all have a million different ways to meditate. And so I found this lady, her name is Barbara Gibson on Insight, and she specializes in these short meditations that are effective. And so every morning when I wake up, I actually became friends with the lady. I reached out to her, became friends with the lady. And so she sent me this meditation is called 10 Quick Centering Breaths. And every morning what I do is wake up, I pray first, thank God for a new day, ask for strength to get through the day, and then go into the meditation. And the meditation is all of 3 minutes. On days when I do feel more challenged, what I'll do is I'll do a meditation in the morning, maybe right before whatever event that I have to do, if I need to center myself once again. But really every morning, just let that first 2 to 3 minutes go to meditation.
I love it. And how would you describe meditation has improved your quality of life overall? For someone that is listening that may have never meditated before, is like, okay, maybe I'll try it out. How would you say meditation
It's
has
two
impacted
things
your
because
life?
I didn't affect I didn't I didn't expect the set the latter part, but I'll get back to that. So the first thing is that when I started meditating, it's a pause. I didn't realize even when I'm sleeping, there's never it's either I'm awake and thoughts are running, or I'm asleep, but they're still running. But I don't give myself a time to consciously be aware of what a pause is. And so I really when I started meditating, it gave me an opportunity in order to stop all of the chatter in my head. Even if for a few minutes. And even if for a split second, but that split second gave a gap enough in order to allow a fresh start to come in. And it's a holistic approach to it. So I will say that, you know, between meditation, sometimes meditation will get my day started. Sometimes running is my meditation and working out is my meditation as well. So I find a meditative state now through a few different varieties, yet it all started with me taking a break and figuring out what that pause felt like through guided meditation. And then the second part is that because I'm now running more often, I fell in love with the art of running and moving my body. I now have a person who's teaching me breath work, and it's a breath meditation. But that breathing meditation leads to being able to be better as a runner because it's helping me with breath work.
Wow, absolutely. I'm so impressed with you and I love it. Thank you so
Of
much for
course.
sharing your story and just all of your wisdom and all of your gems. Last thing I want to ask you before we wrap up, any words of wisdom you want to
Man,
leave our listeners with?
taking it in stride. Like I said, I'm a work in progress. It is I'm not a perfect CEO leading the perfect company, yet I believe that there are perfections within what has evolved from the starting point. And so I say that to say that, you know, like anybody knows, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. If you can take one step a day, half a step a day, even if it's crawling, I guarantee by the end of it, you'll look up and say, okay, wow, Rome was built. Yet I didn't try to build it in one day. I just built it one step at a time. And one step at a time will have you in a state where it's a lot easier because you're not trying to get it all in. Anything that goes up fast comes down fast. So just let life be a process. Not everything you can control. The things you can't control, you have to be able to let them go. We're gonna make a lot of mistakes throughout life, and that's okay. It's also okay not to know. But as long as you're rising up every day and just doing one thing that can help get you to the next level, you're going above and beyond already.
Yeah, very true. Absolutely true. Yeah, something I realized, I used to always say, let it go. And I recently learned that if you can't let it go, let it be. And I thought that was very powerful. Sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves, and sometimes it's okay to just let it be, right? Until you can let it go. So I want to thank you so much, Demetrius, for coming on Vibe Talk Music. It was an absolute pleasure having you on, getting to know you, getting to know your story, having you just be vulnerable and just sharing everything about your life and just how you've overcome so much. I think it's incredible. Tell everybody where they can follow you, what you're doing as far as your company.
Absolutely. First and
Yeah,
foremost,
let them
thanks for
know.
having me. This was definitely powerful. I love what you're doing. I love how you're engaging artists and allowing people to have a platform in order to just be, not be anything, not be this, that, but just be. So this is really awesome. So people can follow me. The website is thesoulhouse.com. So that's spelled TheSoulHouse.com. On Instagram, Facebook, at the Soul House, TheSoulHouse. And what we're doing right now, every other week, we have a live event. Like I said, each event is it's actually an hour and a half long. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time every other Thursday. If you follow us on any of our event pages, you can find us there and be able to join one of our events. Starts off with meditation or yoga, goes into every form of live entertainment. We always switch up the yoga and meditation. We always switch up the live entertainment. But yeah, I want to bring the community, bring the world into our community.
I love it. It sounds amazing. I will definitely be checking it out. Again, thank you so much, Demetrius, and I'm sure we'll be staying connected. And I'll
Absolutely.
talk to
Take
you
care. Thanks for
soon.
having me.
Okay?
All
You
right, bye.
too. Bye-bye.